Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Man, the folks out here are great. Everyone has been great. To even the security folks that greeted me when I came in today. They were so kind and generous. And
they let me in.
They barely let me in. But beyond everybody.
So they're doing a good job.
That's working in the sports bar with us here, and then everyone else. The food was fantastic. Man, what a great place. I don't know how you can, I would love to sit here on a Sunday and watch every game at the same time on big screen TVs.
Well, get your butt out here.
I know. Well, I got to work. That's the problem.
Bring work out here.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I like the way you look at life, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
You're such a half glass full
work,
guy.
Work is supposed to be fun, Andy.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We do this for a living.
This is true. I have dug ditches at one point. My Uncle Stuart will tell you that. And I dug ditches for him. And I don't really want to do that again. I'm going to be honest.
I learned at a very early age that manual labor and I didn't get along very well. So this has worked out well for me. Browns, Broncos, tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, what do we do on a game day or on a Friday before a game day?
You know it.
We do two keys and a lock. That means two keys. What must the Browns do to get a win over the opponent? Tonight, the opponent is the Denver Broncos, and then a lock. What will definitely happen in the game? Let's get things started with the lady who's handling everything for us out here today, taking care of all of the technical aspects of the show. That's Miss Meredith Cain. A key for today.
I think the first key is going to be aggressiveness because the Broncos have not had their bye week yet. They're going into a bye week. This is their last game, so they're probably tired. They're exhausted. They are worn out, potentially a little bit hurting. So the Browns can take advantage of that tiredness and stay aggressive. I think that can be a key to victory.
That's a long time to go before you get your bye week. So
it is a long time.
That's interesting. Andrew.
Oh, well, clearly altitude. No, I figured someone's going to throw that out there. For me, I think it's Dustin Hopkins. I think that Dustin can get back on the winning track here and make some key kicks tonight. But he's had success in Denver before in his career. He's only missed one kick there, so I think he's had three games there. So he's been successful kicking field goals there. So I think Dustin Hopkins gets back on track tonight with the altitude and the thin air because the ball's just going to travel farther.
The leader of the pack, Dan Medigan.
Key number one for me, kids, is third down. This team has been dreadful on third down, and we're talking the Browns, that is, and it's not exactly what you want to be if you want sustained drives and you want points. You have got to get better on third down if you will have a chance to score points, and it's going to take that to beat the Broncos, one of the best defenses in football. So key number one, figure out third down and get some points off it.
Key number one for me, Jameis Winston has to have at least 240 passing yards.
Mm.
He has to be able to move the ball in the air against his former head coach in New Orleans. They were together for 2 years with the Saints, Sean Payton and Jameis Winston. I say he has to throw the ball for this reason. Broncos are number three overall in total defense in the NFL, and they're really good against the run, number six overall, 92.2 yards per game. Mm. They're a little more susceptible to the passing game, giving up just about 200 yards per game. So I think Jameis needs to make up for what I don't think will be a good running effort by the Browns tonight. I'm going 240-plus for Jameis for the Browns to be able to win this game. Key number two, Miss Kane.
Well, your first key slips into my second key, which is protect the football because of how good Denver's defense is. They're going to try and force turnovers. They're going to try and, you know, they're going to try and force interceptions. So the Browns have just got to protect that football.
Mr. B.
I'm going to go with Myles Garrett again. He has been on fire, and I think that the motivation of wanting to be Defensive Player of the Year again, even in a season when the Browns are struggling to get victories, I think it's imperative. I think he feels better. I mean, go back and look at the last couple games, three sacks here, three sacks there, forced a fumble. So I'm going to go with Myles Garrett as my second key to continue on and perhaps maybe another three-sack game. I'd like to see that.
Mr. Manigan.
Key number two is going to be getting at Bo Nix and this offense. 21.4% of Denver's passing plays have gained 10 or more yards. That's 31st in the league, which means this is not an explosive offense. So you can get after it. It is a dink and dunk offense. The Browns have been prone to explosive plays this season. They will not be in a situation where they'll see a ton of those. So you can get to Bo Nix, and this is where the Browns are at their best with Myles Garrett, the pass rush that'll come with that, Dalvin Tomlinson as well. So that's key number two. Get to Bo Nix, and don't take an offense that isn't explosive and make it explosive.
I have something in the same vein for key number two for me, and that is do not let the Broncos running game get going tonight. And I say that for this reason. Bo Nix has been pretty good this year. He's been, might be the leader for the Rookie of the Year award, which is really pretty interesting. He's had 200 or more yards passing in 9 of 12 games this year, and he had a big game against Atlanta, over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. I think he's going to get his tonight. I think he's going to pass the ball pretty well. But you cannot let a running game that is not terrific, and they're 23rd in the NFL in rushing the football, 111 yards per game. You can't let those guys get you because I don't think Javonte Williams and Jaleel McLaughlin, sorry about the Youngstown State ties, or Audric Estime are top-notch backs who are going to shred you. Don't let them do that. And if they can control the running game, put it all on Bo Nix and then turn Miles loose after him. I think that's a key for the Browns tonight. Time for the lock. This one's kind of fun. Lock, Meredith.
Jerry Jeudy touchdown.
Oh, wait. What does this say right there?
Jerry Jeudy touchdown. Here, you want to see my notes? I also wrote it down. Look. What does that say?
Jerry Jeudy touchdown.
It says Jerry Jeudy touchdown.
Nice. And that's a nice thing you have there that you wrote on.
Thanks.
I like that. All right, I'll come up with something else. Andy.
Oh, I have a really bad feeling about tonight's game.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Good.
I don't want to be that guy. Do you want me to give you a positive or a negative? Ask me.
I want you to give me a lock.
Jameis Winston, 200 yards. That's it.
I was about to say, from the looks of it, lock is Andy Baskin is going to need some time tonight.
I don't think. Yeah,
Pepto,
I don't think he's
Pepto-Bismol.
I mean, you realize that. I mean, he hasn't played Denver that many times. He's just has two games against him, but it's his worst rating as a quarterback against, I believe, against any team in the NFL. It's 40.1. I'm just kind of looking down the sheet here. So Denver is a team that. Well, it's limited action though. I mean, he's got 17 completions for 35. 35 attempts, 17 completions, no touchdowns and two picks. So I'm very scared about this game. Hopefully he breaks out of it, but my lock would be then 215 yards for Jameis Winston.
Dan, did you get all that?
Most of it.
Okay.
The lock is I would expect about 200 yards. That's it.
Okay.
It's the expectation. Sorry. I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I want him to win. I would love for it tonight to be the night that he busts through and has 300 yards, but I'm fearing that because I think Denver's defense is good.
Dano.
Andy, I'm kind of with you. I got a bad, bad offense feeling. Denver averaging 4.9 sacks plus takeaways per game on defense. Browns allow 5.6 sacks plus turnovers per game on offense. Now, that is 4.8 with Jameis at the helm, but it is still tied for the most in the league. So this is built to be a big sack and turnover game for a quarterback who's a little bit prone to such things. I hope they use the run game, but my lock is Jameis throws at least two picks in this game, and I got a feeling it could get a little nasty.
You two guys just made me feel really bad. That was depressing. So I'm going the other way.
Okay, lift us up.
Along with a Jerry Jeudy touchdown against his former team.
Yes.
Myles Garrett gets to Bo Nix at least twice.
How about that? Oh, there'll be six, seven.
You like that one?
That'd be eight sacks in three games.
I have one other lock for you.
It's a lot of sacks.
You ready? A third lock. You ready?
Yes.
The very nice couple that is sitting right in front of us here.
Yes.
At the Tap Sports Bar and Grill.
Yes, I like
his
hat.
At MGM Northfield Park. The very nice couple will make sure when they come back to tell.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Tell the maitre d' never sit us in front of those clowns on stage again. These poor folks are trying to have a conversation, and we're sitting here babbling. That's two keys and a lock. With bonus locks.
I'm looking at weather for Denver tonight. No snow. No snow. Snow's not on our side. It's cold, though, man.
How cold?
8 degrees right now.
Oh, no, really?
Is that right? That's
in Celsius, Andy.
Is that Celsius?
Yeah.
Oh, that is Celsius.
It's Celsius.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, I'm just hanging out with too many Canadians these days.
That means it's like, what, 40?
40, yeah.
So in other words, it's much
right?
balmier than it is here.
Why am I getting this? Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm using Meredith's computer today because this knucklehead forgot his for the first time in 13 years. Are you into this Celsius? Or did you, like, is that what you
were? I didn't set it like that on purpose.
I didn't either.
But, I mean, we are close enough to Canada that maybe the IP address is registering in Toronto.
The Canadians have taken over the system here. I'm in trouble. You're right. I'm glad you caught it, Celsius.
Yeah, I saw it. Well, because I was looking at the computer screen, not to be a creep looking at your screen, but I saw and I was like, no way, it's 8 degrees in Denver right now. And then I saw the little C.
Oh, I feel bad for all those people that are trying to drive I-90 this weekend. Oh, brutal. I had a friend that was coming back from upstate New York. 8 hours. 8 hours to get back from upstate New York.
Well, they had a lot of snow.
Yes. Elmira is coming back from Elmira.
Hey, Reggie's been on hold. Reggie.
Reggie!
What's on your mind?
What's going on, guys? Good show. Okay. Good show.
Thanks.
Trying.
Just a quick couple of comments for the Cavs, who don't even seem like they're an NBA team as far as the national is concerned since the streak's been over. I noticed a couple of things, like when the Celtics broke the Cavs streak and then the Cavs won last night, both times when they're trying to foul, you know how they exchange the foul for free throws, like they don't want to call the foul. Like they want the seconds to hurry up and run off the clock so the Celtics can secure the win. I noticed Darius was both games, he was a little frustrated with that. And then after the game, you listen to the game, I think it was Game Time, they made every excuse in the world for the Celtics to lose this game, because I don't think the Cavs are getting much respect since the streak was over with. That's pretty much one, if you guys have noticed that.
Here's my question. Do you respect him?
Oh, of course.
I do, too. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the analysts say. It doesn't matter what Jeff says. It matters what I say, but not what Jeff says.
What
no,
Jeff
I'm just
says.
Kidding. I don't know. You got to remember that, you know, when you're sitting in that format where you're sitting there with a couple analysts, that one guy wants to take one side, one guy tries to take another so that they can be compelling to you, right? So I'm not going to worry about what those guys are saying, and let's see what they look like when the playoffs roll around. But there's just no reason to even care what the top-notch analysts are saying. What I'm hearing is, or what I'm seeing is, they're playing good basketball right now. It's fun, and I like the way they're playing. So let's be on that page.
Quick predicts coming up at about 1:40. Who wins the Browns-Broncos game and why? Give us a score. Give us a headline. Give us the winning team's number first, or Andy will, like,
no, you will, too. It's a big pet peeve for you, too, isn't it?
It's not what you're supposed to do in our business.
It drives me crazy.
I'll
say
that.
What anybody should do.
That's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.